We have a special guest in the studio with us this morning, Heather Brewster of the American Cancer Society, who's taken over for Helen Gregory. And you've got some big doings coming up with the Tri-Town Relay for Life on May 6th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and what you've discovered about it so far?
We're going to be having a Relay for Life of Tri-Town May 6th, as you said, at General Clinton Park in Bainbridge, New York. It's going to actually, the event itself is from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., but registration will open at 9:30 in the morning. As in past years, there will be a pancake breakfast that's going to be prepared by the Boy Scout Troop 88 of Sydney. So that starts at 8 a.m. actually, until sold out, $5 per person. You got the pancakes, scrambled eggs, link sausage, orange juice, coffee, tea, milk. So I know everybody always likes that. So it's a good kind of start
pancakes
to your day.
Rock.
I know. So we're very excited. Right now we have 19 teams, and it's not too late to sign up. Last year we had 19 teams, so maybe we'll actually end up with even more teams than last year, which would be awesome.
Okay, and you've got a special meeting coming up on the 1st at SFCU's Sydney headquarters here. And it, again, you like you were telling us, it's not too late to sign up a team. What does somebody have to do to get a team going?
So if they want to go online, the website is www.relayforlife.org/Tri-Town NY. Mm-hmm. They can go onto the website, hit join this relay, and it just takes you right through. Or you can show up on May 1st and we can get you all set up for a team.
Okay. Are there any restrictions about how many people can be on a team, or it's unlimited?
Nope. It is unlimited. We'd have teams of one before. I've had a team of 60. There is
wow.
no limit. I know.
60.
That's a big team. Yeah. Yeah.
They break up and like play football in the middle of the... They almost could.
They're like their own little... The own little corner of the whole relay.
I guess so. Yeah, 60. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think we're going to get 60, but what always amazes me about this event is the amount of money that this raises in this area, with this let's say sparsely populated area, as compared to other parts around the country. Mm-hmm. I know that per capita this is always in the top 10, and it's amazing, but everybody knows somebody that has been afflicted by this.
Exactly. So I did pull some numbers so we can kind of compare. So last year, roughly, for our event season, which goes through August, it was $90,969. It's amazing for Tri-Town. And then our goal this year is $75,000. But typically every year they surpass their goal.
So. Good. So, and of course, we can just go over what happens on the day. It's at General Clinton Park. Mm-hmm. It's from 11 to 11, but notwithstanding the pancake breakfast beforehand. Mm-hmm. And there's just people all over the place doing all sorts of things. The teams hold fundraisers.
Exactly.
At the site as well as before. I know there's a Battling the Seas one that's going to be in Sydney today. That particular team is going to hold a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We got the Paint the Town Purple thing coming up, right?
Yes, exactly. So that's going to be officially on this coming Friday, April 28th. So any businesses that are interested in participating, even if it's just awareness, wearing a purple pin, wearing a purple shirt, hat, whatever, putting a poster up in their window or a flyer out at their business, putting up balloons, you can always contact me. I would love to drop off stuff for your business to show your support.
I remember a purple toilet on someone's lawn one year.
Yeah, they've had those before where they put a purple toilet in your lawn and it's kind of like for ransom and you got to pay to get it off and send it to somebody else. So it's a nice, cute fundraiser.
Okay, I was wondering how that worked, but you know, if you're driving along West Main Street and go, is that a purple toilet?
Yes.
Well, that's what it's there for.
Yeah, so we're very, very excited. It's coming up faster than you could even think.
What's the day for that?
So it's Saturday, May 6th.
Okay. No, not the, I mean the Paint the Town Purple thing.
Oh, April 28th. So this coming Friday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So not today, but next Friday.
Yes,
okay. Paint
exactly.
the Town Purple.
Yeah.
Always an interesting event.
Yeah, no. So I'll be actually going around with the event chair, Greta Henchy, on Friday to say thank you to the businesses that are participating. So it'll be great to see everybody.
All right. So if somebody wants to get participating besides the website that you mentioned earlier, what's the number of the office to get a hold of you or Greta?
So my number is 607-766-6910. And it's so funny because I actually don't have Greta's number right in front of me, but I can pull it up. But that is to my office directly. I will actually put my cell phone out there just so, because I have it on me all the time. I'm always traveling.
Mm-hmm.
It's 607-621-5182. And I'm getting Greta's number right now for you because I think it's important. See, she...
Is she multitasking?
She is, yes. Her number is 607-267-0014.
Okay, very good. So there's still a little time to get involved, get a team together. Heather, thanks for stopping by today and good luck. And I hope you make $900 bazillion at this event this year.
Thank you so much, Rob.